Hello, and welcome to this audio description of our digital document, Beyond the Binary, Understanding Key Concepts in Gender Equality. This document serves as a foundational guide providing clear definitions of important terms related to Sustainable Development Goal 5, gender equality. The content of this document has not been approved by the United Nations and does not reflect the views of the United Nations or its officials or member states. The document is designed with a dark pink background, using a clean and modern font, Berecito, for readability. The overall aesthetic is bold and empowering, with black wavy lines connecting black squares that feature definitions of terms that are described within them. At the very top, the main title, Beyond the Binary, Understanding Key Concepts in Gender Equality, is prominently displayed in large, bold letters. Below the main title, in a slightly smaller font, is our connection to the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG 5, Eradicate Gender-Based Discrimination and Empower All Women. This is followed by a brief introductory paragraph explaining the document's purpose. The paragraph states, "This document provides foundational knowledge on gender equality, addressing the need for informed understanding to achieve SDG 5. By defining terms and highlighting challenges, it supports the global effort to eradicate discrimination and empower all genders." Now, let's move to the visual elements and the definitions. The first image you'll encounter is positioned in the upper right. It's an illustration depicting stylized representations of 20 and XY chromosomes alongside the traditional male and female gender symbols, all rendered in a bright neon blue line art style against the dark background. This visual sets the stage for distinguishing between biological sex and socially constructed gender. To the left of the image is a definition of the term sex, stating that the term typically refers to biological characteristics, including chromosomes, hormones, and anatomy like reproductive organs, that categorize individuals as male, female, or intersex at birth. Further down the page, on the left, you'll see a section titled Gender. The definition reads, "Often understood as a social construct, referring to the roles, behaviors, expressions, and identities that a society considers appropriate for men, women, and other gender identities. It's distinct from biological sex." Following this, centrally located and visually striking, is the second image, a vibrant rainbow arch. Below this rainbow, the phrase gender is a spectrum is written in a playful, handwritten-style font that mirrors the colors of the rainbow. This graphic powerfully reinforces the idea that gender is not limited to a binary. Below sex, we define gender identity. The text states, "An individual's internal, deeply felt sense of being male, female, both, neither, or somewhere else along the gender spectrum. It may or may not correspond to the sex assigned at birth." To the right of the definition is an image of a stereotypically female figure with medium-length hair wearing a skirt and pink shirt looking over their shoulder and into a mirror. Reflected in the mirror, we see an image of a stereotypical male with short hair wearing slacks and a pink dress shirt. Centrally located in the document is a black box containing the definition for gender expression, how an individual outwardly presents their gender through behavior, clothing, hairstyle, voice, or other characteristics. It may or may not conform to societal expectations for gender. Adjacent to the definition of gender expression is an image of different hands holding various gender symbols, visually representing the diversity and fluidity of gender identity and expression. The definition of gender expression describes how an individual outwardly presents their gender through behavior, clothing, hairstyle, voice, or other characteristics. It may or may not conform to societal expectations for gender. Towards the bottom right of the document, you will find the definition for patriarchy, a social system in which men hold primary power and predominate in roles of political leadership, moral authority, social privilege, and control of property. It often involves the subordination of women and other marginalized genders. To the right of this text is an image of three people holding a poster that states, "Girls just want to have fundamental human rights." This phrase is styled in a bold font that plays off of the common phrase, "Girls just want to have fun." Finally, at the bottom left, we have the definition for intersectionality, a framework for understanding how various social and political identities, such as gender, race, class, sexuality, and disability, combine to create unique modes of discrimination and privilege. It recognizes that different forms of oppression are interconnected and cannot be examined separately. To the left of the definition is an image of a collection of numerous stylized faces, mostly in black and white, clustered together, creating a sense of diverse community and solidarity. Their varied hairstyles and subtle expressions highlight individual differences within a collective group. This image conveys the idea of unity and shared experience among many different people. At the very bottom of the document, you will also find the Creative Commons license information, stating that this work is licensed under CC BY, permits others to use, copy, distribute, and adapt a work. Even for commercial purposes, as long as they give credit to the original author or licensor, this document provides crucial vocabulary to begin our journey into understanding and promoting gender equality. Thank you for listening.